Police Chief Beck announced that he believes undocumented immigrants should be allowed to drive just like the rest of us. Maybe not standard licenses, he says, but some kind of proof of identification and the proper skills it takes to operate a motor vehicle. Niels Fronzen is an immigration and law expert at USC.
I think it's a recognition of a public safety issue that people who live in the United States drive, and let's create a mechanism by which we can test them and make sure they're safe drivers.
Beck says that this change will decrease the number of hit-and-run accidents because undocumented immigrants wouldn't fear being caught at the scene of an accident without a license. Others, however, are not so keen on this idea.
Overall, someone who's going to flee from an accident, whether they have a license or not, is going to flee from an accident.
Jim Gilchrist is the founder and president of the Minuteman Project.
The problem I have is that it's promoting lawlessness from another side, and that's encouraging illegal immigration. That if you come here illegally and you violate our U.S. immigration policy, well, there's little to worry about because we'll even let you get a driver's license.
Although, Fronzen is convinced there is a greater draw to American soil than a driver's license.
If we want to have a debate about what brings people to the United States without legal documents, it's not the availability or non-availability of driver's licenses. It's the fact that American employers hire people.
In the end, such a provision can only be passed through the state legislature. Lucas Alexander, Annenberg Radio News.